singing the hymn with us? Good morning, church. Good morning. Thank you. I should treat you like a classroom. Quiet. Just kidding. Well, if you would stand with us, and we will sing. There is power in the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's powerful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power. From your passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for our cleansing to Calvary's tide, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood. Blood of the Lamb. Would you be wider, much wider than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you cross this life-giving flow? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. So for announcements, is there anyone who had anything out here? There is, this appears to be some kind of little battery. Brock was thinking perhaps even hearing aid batteries that maybe was lost last week. I don't know. So that's up here if you know anybody looking for theirs. We have a care team meeting this Thursday at Jan's house, right? Jan, and that's at 6:30. Please come check it out. Everything else is in the bulletin here. We have fun.
How are we all doing? A little gloomy out there this morning, huh? That's all right. We're here in the house of the Lord, so we give praises for that, right? Amen. All right. Who would like to start us off with prayer? Brock?
Am I on?
Jamie would like healing from her virus she has. Hopefully it's not COVID, but seems to be floating around these days still. I saw one at the back somewhere. Yes.
And so praise and prayer request. The baby is still doing well, and she is growing, but she's growing very slowly. So she's asking for continued prayer.
Okay.
They're trying to get her to 34 weeks so that they can do a C-section. So she's asking for continued prayer. The baby grows enough that she can survive.
Okay. And the baby's name was?
Well, it's still not born yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Duh. Okay. And your friend's name?
Cousin Rachel.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Praise for the baby's growth and that it is growing and doing well. And continued prayers for, a successful birth and so on. Yeah. Thank you. Any others? No, Jessica. Continuous prayer for Ryan. Okay. Okay, prayers for Dave. Okay, healing for his after his lung transplant. Yes, sir. So, Pat's brother-in-law would like bypass surgery on his heart. Back to you, Tracy.
So yesterday my son got married.
Yeah.
Yay. The day went perfect because I had a few apprehensions beforehand, but it was a beautiful day. And they also announced, I knew this well, they announced the birth of the second child in late December.
Yeah, okay.
So it was just a beautiful day with family and just memories. And just, it
was good. Yeah. That was Joel?
Trent.
Okay. I always got him confused. Tracy's son was married yesterday, and she's expecting a boy, a little boy. So she'll have a grandson on the way. All right. Any others? Yes, Roseanne.
First, for the nurses to get a resolution in their contract without having to strike.
Okay. Roseanne would like prayer for the nurses that are on. Currently going under negotiations, contract negotiations. All right. Always want to avoid a strike. Those don't always go well. Any others?
I have a praise. Something
okay.
Very
yeah.
Precious.
Okay. Praise from Jamie. Just the little things even are worth praising God. Yes, always. Okay. Any others? Are we good? All right, let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning, just praising you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, your grace. We know that it's renewed each and every day, and so we want to praise you for that. We've heard some praises already this morning for even just the little things, and we just want to give you thanks for that. We know there's just so many things going on in this world, and we just, even the little things, we give you credit for. Father, we also praise for this young lady named Rachel, who is pregnant with twins. Lord, the growth of the one baby, we want to give you praise, Lord, for that that occurrence. And we just want to thank you, Lord, that you have your hand in this situation. We just pray for a successful birth. We just pray for continued comfort for the mother to be, and just surround them, Lord, with your peace and comfort. As I know, it can be a lot of anxiety, a lot of unknown coming into this. So we want to give you and let you give you all the credit, Lord. And as always, we want to give you the credit and the glory for all that we do, and as we serve you, we want to give you the glory. We pray for Tammy as she is undergoing a virus, and Lord, we just pray for healing there as well. We pray for Ryan. Jess has brought up the pain that he had been experiencing. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, that the pain has been resolved, but the road is still a hard and delicate one as he goes forward with treatment. So we want to ask for your continued hand to be upon that situation. We pray also for this Dave, who is undergoing lung transplant. We pray for healing there, Lord, that the recovery would be quick, and allow Dave to be able to get back on his feet and get back to some normality. We pray for Pat's brother-in-law, who is going to be undergoing bypass surgery. Father, we just pray for the guidance of those surgeons that are going to be involved and the caregivers. Lord, we pray for success. Pray for the hand to be upon the family as well as this delicate surgery takes place. We want to give you praise, Lord, for Tracy's son being married. We pray that they would have a marriage that is blessed. Already we have a newborn on the way, Lord, it's an exciting time, we just want to give you praise for that. We pray for this nurse's contract that's going on at the University of Michigan, we just pray that negotiations would come to pass, Lord, that they would come to an agreement and avoid the unnecessary things that come with having a strike. But we want to just, again, give you praise for all that you do for us, Lord. We know there's the things that we see that come to pass that we give thanks to you, as well as the unseen things. We just want to ask for your blessing, your spirit to be with us as we continue in the service. Bless those who are praising us with or praising you with a worship time, and we also pray for that you would be with Pastor as he brings us the message, that our hearts and ears would be open to what you have for us. We give you all thanks, honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, there you are.
If you would stand with us again, sing together some more.
I love you, Lord.
been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Pursuit of every one of us.
Amen. This might be a new song for you. I'm very pleased to introduce it. It's one of my very favorite prayers in the whole Bible. Oh boy. This is the Aaronic Blessing set to music. Carrie Jobe wrote this at the beginning of the pandemic, and it went viral, and everybody was singing it in their own private little virtual space, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I do, and let this be a blessing to you. Receive it as a blessing. It is meant to bless you and give you favor and success in your pursuits.
Lord bless.
Father, I thank you for this church family. Every time I come, I feel so loved and accepted and supported, and that is what you intended, for your body to take care of each other and their needs as we pant for you like the deer pants for water. Father, ask that you would make our hearts to be soft, replace our hearts of stone with a heart of flesh to receive the words that you have prepared for us, that they would be for us and not the guy next to me. Father, you are so, so good to us. We have seen the goodness of God in the land of the living, and we say hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for this message that you've brought. Speak to us this week, Lord, in surprising ways. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.